Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 396, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 18, Trust and Triumph.
It aired June 2nd, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand. Thank God she's back.
No poop, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Directed by Koichi Sakamoto. The boy.
Good. Not a weird other director.
Not Yoshi.
Who will slowly shoot a fight scene and let poop be in the show.
And just let poop happen. Why?
At least Yoshi was like, okay,
maybe,
Judd.
It was his first time directing as far as we could tell, so maybe he was like, I guess I just do what's in the script.
He was like, look, Chip, I get it. It's a funny joke for kids. I'm not putting the camera in the poop this time.
And he's like, fine, but next time I direct, it's going to be Poop City, baby. We got to stop talking about poop on this show. I don't like what Judd's done to us. If you're new here, we're sorry. What we do is we watch an episode of Power, or we pause the recording, then we go watch an episode of Power, then we come talk about it, come back and talk about it. I'm all flustered because of Judd Chip. So if you want to follow along, you got Netflix, you got DVDs, you can do that, and you should, because Time Force is pretty good. Sometimes, you know, it's still Power Rangers, so there's still some stuff, you know, nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
Popity's nerfed.
Pope.
What?
Like, nope.
There's no second part to...
No, but I took the P that you used and just put it on mine.
Okay. Let's go watch Trust and Triumph.
Time Force.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Trust and Triumph. No poop!
Thank God.
And I think we're going to try to stop talking about that until Judd makes us talk about it again.
Yeah, so this will be the last time. No poop in this episode.
Moratorium.
Power Rangers, no more poop in this episode of The Morphin Grid.
Yes, you're welcome, and sorry again. I'm just going to try this. HeyJakeAndJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's our website, and that's the only one. That's where the archives are, mostly. You still need to get in space up there.
I'll do it.
And you gotta do that Pokemon.
I'll do it.
Look, your birthday's over. You got
I'm
no excuses.
Do it. Now I'm just old.
Well.
And curmudgeonly.
Do you sleep in a stocking cap like an old man?
No.
Do you
not
have,
yet.
Do you have a sleeping gown?
But I did try to find one of those long sleep shirts.
like an Uncle Olaf shirt.
Yes.
Any luck?
No. I think they're out of fashion.
Well, that might be for the best. Have you considered going to the Big and Tall store, but shopping only in the tall section?
Just for like a regular button-up
yeah.
shirt. Wash it a few times with a lot of fabric softener. Boom, you got a sleeve
yeah.
shirt.
Boom, done. Where was I? Just the website, right?
Yep.
You can email us at littleladies.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on... Poisonberry Podcasts. We're on.
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them. Don't do it. Or is it like an Iceland Greenland situation where they're actually
good? You do eat the poison berries. You don't eat the antidote berries.
Yeah, antidote berries are poison. We don't know. We're not fruitologists. Please don't take our word for it. We're also on Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podtality and a whole bunch of other pod sites. And you can go to them and you can leave us a rating and review. And that would be really helpful. For us, for everybody, so people can find the show and listen, come on this journey, listen to us talk about Mortal Kombat finishers for, I think, one calendar hour.
It was a long time.
I don't know how long we talked about babalities, but it was a while.
My guess is it was a minimum of 8 whole minutes.
It might have been 45 seconds, but it just felt like it was very long. Anyway, we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/... Hey, Jake and Josh, for as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes and early episodes of Time Force. Well, not Time Force, of the Morphin Grid. All the Time Force episodes have been early. In the past, sometimes they're not early. This season, though, my one goal, everybody gets up on Patreon, even if it's only 4 hours early. And it is a Monday episode, which is now when we do our housekeeping stuff.
Yeah.
So let me just double check to see if we got any new patrons. We don't have any new reviews.
Yeah, you checked on your computer because you couldn't sort them.
Yeah, it's sortable there. We have one new patron. So our newest patron is Justin E.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you to all of our patrons. Thank you to everybody who isn't a patron, because you're just, as far as I know, patrons waiting to happen.
Got all that potential patron energy.
Yeah, that PPE. That's, if you've ever worked in retail, that was a very funny joke. I don't think we have any new emails either. Nope, Dad's was the last one. Oh, there was something we got on Twitter. Let me go look that up.
There was.
So, Brendan, at Sonata Waves, sent us a picture of the Sentai Silver Guardians.
Okay.
And their hat does say CGD.
Well, that's why it's a footage match.
Which stands for City Guardians. So, City Guardians.
Oh, yes, the old Guardians.
The Guardians. This is a weird footage match, because I've never been able to tell when we're in... We've never gotten close enough up in Sentai footage to look at a hat.
Yeah. Are they just the same hats? Do they just ship over the costumes?
I bet, yeah.
That's probably
it. Because it looks literally... Oh, that's probably it. They saved money.
Yeah.
Because it's literally the same. It's just the same guys. So yeah, that's probably it.
I still like Silver Hills starting with a C.
Yeah, that's my new... Like, I haven't seen it spelled anywhere in the show.
The Silver Guardians.
The Silver Guardian dudes or department.
Silver Guardian department, yeah.
That's thank you, Brendan, for clearing that up. I mean, it's not, like, less murky in the sense that what does that C stand for? Unless it's got to be Silver Hills. But then wouldn't it be CHGD?
No, because they're not the Silver Hill Guardians.
They're just the Silver Guardian. Gotcha.
It could still also just stand for city, though. Silver Hills is a city.
Brendan also brought up that, like, they could have just called it, like, the Collins Guard. Like, something to do with Collins Guard.
Collins Guard dummies.
Collins Guard jerks, but with a D. Like Django?
Right. Like Jin.
Yeah. That's a real long way to go. Anyway, again, thank you, Brendan, for that. That's all we got for stuff I want to talk about. Do you want to jump in and talk about the episode of Power Rangers we just watched?
Yeah, of course.
We start off with Nadira robbing a bank. We actually start off on a man pressed up against a wall and a crony with its knife gun to, like, his head, like he's about to execute him. And then Nadira, on the other side of this glass wall, makes fun of him for being afraid of dying.
Yeah.
It's very good. I like this Nadira.
Me too.
She's not in it a lot.
She's not, but at least she's not just, like, crying.
Yeah. So she's, like... Just, like, makes fun of him, like, sticks her tongue out or whatever. And then she's like, they're robbing a bank. So she's like, I want more money. Like, this isn't nearly enough money. I want all the money. Then the Rangers are outside. They sneak up. And they're like, all right, here's the plan. Jen's saying this. She's like, all right, here's the plan. We're all going to sneak in. We're going to drive him out the front. Wes, you are going to arrest her. And he's like, got it. So they sneak around. They go in. Nadira's screaming and just saying, like, yes, I will take large bills. And just, like, taking handfuls of cash. From, like, a big bag.
Yeah, they're already in a big bag. she already took the money, but now she's double taking the money.
I guess she's just having a lot of fun.
She just wants to smell it, probably.
That might be it. So then the Silver Guardians, the aforementioned Silver Guardians, pull up. Wes is like, oh, they're going to ruin everything. So he goes over to Eric. He's like, Eric, we're already doing a plan. And Eric's like, doesn't matter. We got a job to do. And then Jen's like, she's coming out, Wes. And Wes does these, like, you know those moves where you're, like, trying to get around a group of people?
Yeah, but they're moving over just slightly enough that you can't quite make it, so you try to go the other way, but then they also adjust.
And there's, like, another... Or, like, you're, like, at a store, and you're like, I'm going to go down this aisle to get to the other side. Oh, there's someone there. Let me go to the next... Oh, someone there, too. Okay, third aisle, I guess. He's doing that, and then... So that trips him up long enough that when he finally gets back to the door, Nadira is far enough away that she just, like, throws some money in the air and does a twirl and disappears with all this money. And then Jen comes out immediately, like, Wes, where were you? And before he can be like, I was trying to get the Silver Guardians to not be here, she's like, I don't want to hear it. And they leave, and we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, they're arguing about this still. So this must have been a real fun walk home.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, because they are all the way back at the clock tower now.
Yeah.
And they're unmorphed.
Uh-huh.
And Jen is just yelling at Wes.
Yeah, like, how can I trust you? You're supposed to stay there and you weren't there.
Yeah, and he's like, well, you didn't see the Silver Guardians. I was trying to get them out of the way because they were going to ruin everything. And then she says, I did see them and I was changing the plan. But Wes didn't know that.
She never told Wes the new plan.
Because you didn't tell him there was a new plan.
And also, what could the new plan have possibly been?
Shoot them if they're in the way. That's the new plan.
Because, like, you'd think if she saw them, she'd be like, okay, I'll tell Wes to not worry about them and to just go to the door. But then didn't say anything at all until, here she come, Wes. You better go. So, like, he gets all up in her face. He's like, because she's like, I just can't trust you. If we're going to, you know, we got to be able to trust each other. And I just can't trust you. And he's like, trust is a two-way street. And you don't trust us to
tell us about your
tell
whole
us about
life.
Yourself. You never open up. And I'm like, Wes, pump the brakes. This is not the argument you want to be having. I mean, maybe it is because you don't know where to land on the other one. So you're just changing the argument to something very different. But I don't see how the two are related, you know?
Yeah, he does bring it around to, like, a how can I trust you if I don't know you?
It just takes a while to get
there. It does take a while to get there. And he had the in of being like, well, how can I trust you when you don't even fill me in on the new plan?
When you don't trust me enough to tell me it, yeah. So then he, like, looks over the others and they're like, he's like, right, guys? And they're like,
we didn't ask for that. They're just like, no, we're not part of this.
Don't talk to me about this. I wrote they just can't get along, and I don't know if that's in reference to something or just me being like, oh, they just can't get along. But then we cut to Nadira on a beach in a hula dress and like a – does she have a coconut bra on and everything?
I think she does.
And she's got like a lei, and she's like doing a little hula kind of action.
She has like a hibiscus in her hair.
Yeah. And then this monster whose name we get later, and it's like Turtlecon or Turtle Man or Turtle
– it's Turtlecon.
Turtlecon. I named him Anthony in my notes. So Anthony's got a cool VR rig that projects reality.
Yeah, I knew she wasn't on a beach on vacation. I knew right. She was in some kind of like a holodeck situation.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be, I used all the bank money to buy this holodeck.
Right.
But instead, no, the monster just did it.
They could do so much. They could accomplish so much.
There's a room on this ship that is just a hoard of Nadira's money that she stole.
Yeah.
Because she never spends it. She let a monster spend it on her once.
Yeah, and that's it.
But otherwise, she just steals the money and then steals stuff instead of buying it.
She doesn't like stuff. She likes money. Or maybe she might not even like money. She just likes stealing.
I think that's it. She likes heists and stealing.
Because earlier in the season, she's like, if you want power, you gotta have cash. But they never do anything with the cash. They're not like...
That's as much as she knows.
Yeah.
Power, cash equals power. So if you have it, you have the other.
You got it. Because like they're not like bribing officials or like paying Silver Guardians to like screw up or anything.
Oh, that would be very interesting.
They could do a lot with this money.
If they were secretly paying the Silver Guardians to do like bad stuff.
And the only one who wasn't on the take was Eric.
Yeah.
I'd watch that show too. Doesn't happen because they just have it in a room.
Eric also like twists the knife on Wes before they run off from the bank.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, nice one, Wes, you dumb idiot.
Wes is like, we got a plan. He's like, yeah, well, we got a job. And then in a second from now, when we go back to the Rangers, Jen's like, let's go do our jobs. It's just like, did you hear Eric? Why are y'all ganging up on Wes with the same verbiage?
Well, Wes was also saying that like it's all business with you.
Right.
So
that makes
sense.
There's
another dig at that.
Gotcha. Anthony's like, he's like, all right, you got to come back now. And she's like, yeah. And when you send the Rangers, send them somewhere real nasty. And the rest of this episode is not like VR. It's like an altered, it's like a dimension creator, as we'll see in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So did he just send Nadira to like a cool beach dimension for a minute?
I don't know. It seemed like they were in the same room. Then he was just projecting a background.
I think it might be both.
Maybe. Maybe he just opened, instead of putting her in one, she just opened a window behind her.
Right.
Into a Hawaii dimension.
Yeah. So then we cut to cronies attacking, Circus like, mutants attack, and Jen's like, let's go do our jobs. So they go to the industrial park. I don't think they know what that means exactly, because this looks like just like an office building.
Yeah.
mostly it's just like an office building. Because like, don't cronies jump in and like, just start cutting up people and computers. They don't hit like people, but they scare the people. They shoot at the people and then like stab computers.
Yeah, they're stabbing computers and shooting lasers out of the tips of their knife swords. very tattooed teenagers.
Yes. God, I love that show. We're hovering right under the next set.
Yeah.
I gotta get that 8th episode out. I haven't. I just haven't done anything with it yet. Maybe this weekend. It's the other time I have. So they get caught. They all get zapped, and Anthony sends them to a yellow beach. And it's a beach, but they put a yellow filter over it, so everyone's colors are real weird.
Yeah, it's very confusing at first between, especially between Jen and Wes.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look at the visor in the first couple of shots to be able to tell the difference.
The first time we see Jen, she looked like a Red Ranger. Like, Wes looks red, and she looks also red. The next time we see them, like, in a different shot, they both look pink, and I don't know how. I don't know how it's possible.
I don't know.
I'm bad at colors anyway. I know yellow, like, if you put a yellow filter over something, it, like, erases blue, right?
Yeah, because Lucas basically looks like a Black Ranger.
Yeah, so maybe you were just psychic.
I think that's it.
Maybe that was it. Trip, though, on the other hand, is bright-ass green.
Trip is glowing.
Trip looks like the ooze from Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
He's because, like, it took out the blue, but green is both.
And Katie's fine.
Katie looks.
She's a yellow ranger.
She
kind
of looks invisible. Like sometimes, like on the sky, she just like just blends in. But then there's some evil Dems. They're very quiet. They don't do anything. But well, they don't say anything. What they do is mess the Power Rangers right up.
Yeah, everybody gets their own Darklink fight.
Yeah, and you know what happens in a Darklink fight? Darklink kicks your ass.
Yeah.
Until you spam Din's fire for 5 minutes.
That's one of probably many strategies.
I've literally never seen another way it works.
I don't know. The way I used to do it was, I'm just going to keep hitting my sword. He's going to die eventually.
I guess.
And sometimes it does work.
I know we spent like 20 minutes, maybe like 40 minutes dying to him before you're like, I'm just going to get as much magic as I can and spam this one thing that he can't do back to me. I didn't write down things that happened other than they get ruckus. I know Katie gets like thrown into a cliff and cracks the rocks in it, and I know Wes and his evil fight on top of the water.
Literally a Darklink fight.
Like, literally standing on the water, and then at some point, evil Wes, like, slices him in the head and pushes him underwater.
Yep. It's a little goofy, the way he just, like, whoop.
Yeah, like, you get down
through.
There, boop, boop, boop. But then Trip's evil does the, like, spinny attack. And just kicks his butt. Everyone's getting absolutely destroyed. But then someone shoots something and like a crack in the dimension opens up.
I think the Rangers shoot their big guns.
Do they?
I think so.
It must have been taking a note.
Or maybe it was just blasters. They have just regular blasters.
Yeah, they have
right?
regular blasters.
It might have been those. They shot something at the bad guys.
Okay.
Who probably dodged it. I don't know. I kind of blacked out for a second. But they did blast like a hole in
yeah.
the dimension.
Yeah, there's like this crack in the dimension, so they start running for it, and Jen and Wes are up front. I thought they were both Pink Rangers. They're not. And then they jump through, and Anthony seals up the thing, so everybody else is still trapped in there. But they land, and they're like kind of dirtied up, and they're like, oh, no. So they go back to the clock tower to find out what's up, and Circuit's like, there's a bubble, and someone's got to be inside, someone's got to be outside. You got to shoot at the same place at the same time, at the weak spot or whatever. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, like in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's the Hunger Games. So Hunger Game just like saw this episode of Time Force and was like, that's the whole second book.
Yep.
That's what we're going up to. That is also probably the best book of the series.
I would say so.
I think the first movie is the best movie, but I just have a soft spot for lower budget versions of things because they got a lot of money after that first one was such a hit. And
yeah.
You can tell that. They didn't know what to do with all of it. So Jen's like, I'll go in. And Wes is like, all right, fine, but I'm going to be on the outside. Like, yeah, yeah, Wes. And Circuit's like, if you don't trust each other, it'll never work. So that's the plot of the show right now, in case you weren't paying attention. So then we cut to the other Rangers, and they're in the Skull Cavern from last season. I think I mean that literally. I think they just didn't take the set down.
I'm pretty sure it's the same set, maybe from a different angle.
They might have just like have the pillars in a prop warehouse and like bring all the pillars back in and get some dry ice.
Put them in the black in the black room and get the fog machine out.
Yeah, so like they're running through and the others show up and it's all five of them and three of them. So they start running and they shoot at them. And I thought it was them, but maybe it's Anthony, because later on it looks like it might have been Anthony. But like Trip just disappears. He like disintegrates. And I was like, oh, darn.
Yeah, because they run away, and we see Lucas and Katie run off screen, but then Trip, it looks like he gets, like, sucked into another dimension.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, like, it doesn't open up. He doesn't run into an opening. This is going to be really weird. He doesn't run into an opening, but it does close behind him.
Yes.
Which is how it looked to me.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. So then we cut back to Jen and Wes, and they're trying to put together the Electro Blaster. Is that what it was called? The orange and white gun that looks really awesome?
I can't remember.
I think it's Electro Blaster, but Electro Burster.
But it's the sword that you plug a gun onto.
Yeah, it's great. And Wes is like shaking. Like he tries to click a thing on and drops it. And Jen's like, don't be so nervous. And he's like, how are you so calm? And she's like, well, I didn't used to be. Let me tell you some backstory.
Yeah, let's stop the mission for a minute.
Well, I get the point of it, right? Because like he was like, you don't trust me, and you don't, but also you don't open up, so like we can't trust you. So now she's like, let me open up, and maybe that'll make things work better. So she's like, I'm going to tell you something I've never told anybody before. I used to be really bad at this, and I couldn't take the pressure. And on the day I was going to quit, that's when I met Alex. And now we are going to get a little flashback of like him teaching her and like mentoring her. And she's like, he taught me everything I know. But then they did fall in love. It just seems like weird workplace relations to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how kosh this is in the future. Now it comes off as like, okay, maybe this was his plan and that's a little gross. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, with his hair slicked back the way it is, because this is also the same actor.
You can do it.
His name is Wes Collins.
That's the character.
This isn't Dan.
Nope, that's Eric.
This is Jason Font.
Yes.
With his hair slicked back like this, he looks a little bit like a Baldwin.
A little bit.
Because he's got that same kind of like head shape, and then they all slick their hair back the exact same way.
He's got to have some sort of spray, like black hair spray.
Yeah, it's not a great dye job.
No, and I just like, I remember when I was like 7 or 8, I was Dracula for Halloween, and so I sprayed my hair black, and it was just that way for a couple of days. Like I had to wash my hair like 3 times.
In 3rd grade, I was the Joker for Halloween, and so I spray dyed my hair green.
Okay.
I do not remember.
This was Batman the Animated Series Joker, probably.
It was just the Joker. I wore like a purple sweatshirt and painted my face.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the only Joker I would have been familiar with at that time. I don't remember it staying in there for very long. It might have been a couple of days, but it was also like a light green.
Right.
It wasn't black.
Yeah. So I just like imagine like as soon as he's done, they're like, all right, before it dries, get it out. Yeah. He's got to be blonde in the next scene.
They have a fire hose ready.
They just dump some lava soap on his head and fire hose it off. So then Wes is like reaching for her shoulder to be like, hey, thanks for opening up. But then Circuit's like, hey, what are you guys doing?
He also hesitates a couple times, like, I'm going to touch her shoulder. No, that's a little weird.
But maybe I should, but I can't. And Circuit's like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, nothing, we got to go. So Jen... We cut back inside, and I started referring to Trip, Katie, and Lucas in my notes as BYG, blue, yellow, green.
Oh, the big crew.
The big crew.
The big crew.
Big.
Big.
I feel like we're saying very offensive Swedish words.
Maybe. I'm just trying to say big with a Y.
So was I, but it felt like maybe there we have some Swedish listeners like, oh, don't say that. So anyway, they get Anthony teleports them into a warehouse. So I guess he's the one that shot him and grabbed him up in the last scene. I don't know. But then Lanny's like, time for the next round of our tournament. This is the first we're hearing about any sort of tournament applications.
Also missed a perfectly good pun that he could have called it a turtlement.
Yes.
But no. Well, it's not a tournament. You're just chasing them.
No, it's a murder. It's a Halloween movie.
It's a game for you at best.
Yeah, if this is a tournament, there would be brackets, and Josh would be way into it.
Oh, yeah, I'd have notes and stats ready.
Do you remember when, for like 1 second, we're like, oh, we'll do a monster tournament. That'll be fun.
Yeah, and then we tried to bracket it out, and there were too many.
There was like 900,000 monsters, and we're like, you know what? Instead, we're not going to do this. And then we started ranking the episodes among the seasons, and that's what took over. I think I would like to do a Power Rangers tournament. The problem is, we know who the top two are going to be, and we know who's going to win.
Well, I don't know. Do we?
I mean, it depends on how if they're Power Rangers fighting, then the rules are not like Adam's going to win.
Right.
Know? If it's a who's doing best at karate, like, yeah, we got it.
Right.
But I don't know how we would do it. This is a problem. I know Billy would lose.
He'd be out in the first round.
Yeah.
Unless he fights like Ish. Then he'll make it to the second round.
Yeah. All right. We're going to stop talking about this before we accidentally get in the weeds on it. They morph when they are confronted with their evils and they start fighting. Cut to Jen, who like finds Anthony and is like, what'd you do with my friend? She's like, I'll show you. And zaps her into the Yellow Beach dimension. And she's like, good, I'm in. What an idiot. I like that. I like that she's like, I'm just going to trick him real quick. There is no scuttlebutt about it. She's just like, where'd they go? And he's like, aha. And then she's like, no, aha, you. Then she does like a scan for where the weak point is and starts running towards it. Wes finds the spot on the outside of the bubble and like perches up, ready to snipe it. Come back to the warehouse where the other Rangers are fighting and they're 5-on-3. So they're, you know, getting beat up. But then evil Jen just like, looks to the side and runs away. Like she smells
like
Jen.
She can feel it. She's like, oh, another, Pink's here.
Another Pink. Gotta kill him.
We didn't really point out that when they get stuck in, they're in the warehouse now, right?
Yeah.
The big crew. Because they ran here and Lucas big stands time. Up and is like, hey, we're not running anymore. We have to fight them. Like,
yeah.
What the heck are we doing?
Yeah, we're Power Rangers. And then they morph.
So they morph and get their butts whooped.
Yeah. But the evil Jen runs away. And then Lucas or Trip or Katie, one of them is like, Jen must be here, which I like that they're just like, we're familiar enough with Power Rangers tropes. Yeah, so like, Pink gotta fight Pink.
Be like, oh, of course, the Pink one's running away because Jen made it back.
Yeah. So she runs. Jen's running through the water at like a creek somewhere in this evil dimension, like trying to find the weak spot. And then evil Jen just jumps in and attacks her and like knocks her blaster out of her hand and starts just beating her up.
There is a countdown going on, too. They have to shoot. Yes. They both have to shoot at the same time, so they programmed a timer into their helmets.
Yeah.
So I think we're at about 2 minutes when she gets attacked.
Something like that.
Because it was a 5-minute, I think, to start.
Yeah.
So Wes is just planted outside of an office building, waiting for 5 minutes, pointing his gun arbitrarily at the sky.
at like a hole in space, or like where he thinks a hole in space should be. So... we come back to the Rangers, they're just getting nuked. They're just absolutely getting beaten up. At one point, I think when Evil Jen runs, they get like blasted with the evil vortex blasters, but it's 4 of them to 3 of them. So it's like 4 blasts hitting the 3 of them, and they just get like blasted away. Evil Jen, Evil Pink, because it's not really Jen, it's just like a copy of the Pink Ranger, is kicking
Jen's butt.
Yeah,
they never say anything. All they do is kick butt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good way. There's a lot of different ways to do like the evil usses.
Yeah,
and like this is a good way. This is one of my favorites. I think my favorite is the like we're the human versions of you, but evil that you got to deal
with. Right, and then they made us bad. They gave us bad power.
Yeah,
I do like that a lot. But I like this too, where you are completely outmatched by your evil self. The only way you can win is if you solve the problem, not if you defeat them because you can't.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
So then Jen gets like knocked down by like the time spinning sword cut from Evil Pink and is about to like kill. She's about to like kill shot Jen. And Jen like is like, I'm not dead yet, basically. And like blocks the 2 strikes with her gauntlets, I guess. Well, they're just her wrists, but they're like maybe a little more protected. And then
it looks like she had some kind of almost Wonder Woman bracers on.
That's what I thought. And I think maybe they all do under their morpher, but I don't know about the other armor. I've never actually looked at it. So I don't know. Maybe they just do.
Or maybe she just blocked it. Like, she just took the hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if I can just resist it with my arms.
Yeah. And then because Pink's arms are on, like, the outside, there's, like, a big wide open hit me section.
Yeah.
And so Jen, like, blocks and then just straight punches her in the chest, dives for her blaster, grabs it, and shoots at Zero.
Yeah, this did not stop the evil Pink Ranger, though, because she dives at her gun, and the evil Pink Ranger immediately is there and grabbing her leg.
Yeah.
So Jen fires from the ground, being held down by the evil Pink Ranger.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that, like, we're in this dimension that, like, Anthony controls, and the things that he chose to put here are evil Power Rangers, and so, like, they are just invincible here. Like,
yeah.
You can slow them down for a second, but, like, until you pop the bubble, that's just what they're going to do. They shoot at the same time. It pops. All of a sudden, they're all lined up, and Anthony's there, and Jen's like, you're under arrest. And he's like, I'm not going down. I'm going up, and pulls his scab off and then grows, and they call the Zords. So they get the Zords. They're in red mode. And first thing Anthony does is Control-C, Control-V on the Megazord. So that's two Megazord red modes.
Yeah, and I think is it Trip that says, how are we going to beat our own Megazord? Or maybe it was Wes.
I think it's Trip that says it.
And then the monster's like, you can't. That's the point.
Got him.
That's why I made it. And it's like in the real world, and it still trucks them.
It does. And I don't know exactly why, but I'm glad they get, like, you know, the sword fight, but it wins, and they change the mode blue. I was like, oh, thank God, now I know who the good guys are.
Yeah, the way the fight starts when they're both still red, and, like, they're doing the same moves but mirrored.
Yeah.
Because they're facing each other, so they both swing with their right hands and they hit each other on the left side.
Right.
But then the bad one gets the upper hand. Changing to mode blue is a good plan, not just because now we can tell them apart, but also it's like, that's not the one that's mirroring.
Right, and now, and also you can get some distance,
because
it's got a gun instead. So it shoots them a bunch. I don't remember what, like, Anthony said something or was about to do something, and then he gets shot a bunch of times from the time shadow.
Yeah, he's probably talking trash, even though his fake Megazord was getting shot.
Yeah. So then Wes does a time strike on, not time strike, whatever the blue finisher is.
Time gun.
To shoot him a bunch.
To shoot the time shot.
To kill him a clock. And so
kill
they,
a clock.
Kill a clock. And so he kills it, and he's like, nothing like the original. And then we cut. Then he's like, all right, snowsuit mode. And so jumps in the time shadow. They do the shadow force. They kill him. You know how it goes. Then that's done. Anthony falls to the ground, a little toy. Cut from there, two later, at the clock tower, like, immediately. And they're coming up, and Katie says something about, like, good shooting, and Jen's like, yeah, we can still use more practice, though. And Wes, like, jumps ahead of her. He's like, oh, well, then let me show you what I think of time target practice. So they go upstairs. Just so used to everything being time. I don't know. It just slipped out. I didn't mean it. So they go upstairs, and Wes has a bunch of little, like, cardboard cutouts of all the monsters they've fought, like, lined up all over their table and stuff.
Did he draw them, or did Circuit just, like, print their files?
I feel like they were printed.
Okay. Because they definitely look printed.
Yeah. They're definitely, like, concept sketches.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, maybe Wes is good at drawing.
Maybe he drew them.
Maybe he just drew them. So then,
but they are all over the top of the haunted attic of the clock tower.
Yeah, they're all over. And well, no, the ghost didn't die a sad wiener because he got a girlfriend.
Continuity.
Yeah.
It's not haunted anymore. So now they're going to go up there all the time.
Yeah. Now, hey, that's a whole extra room. Now you don't need to sleep toe to head three deep in the window. So he pulls out a gun that's got, like, those suction cup darts in it.
Yeah.
With, like, the X barrel that, like, click into whatever they are in.
Yep. And this is an old one because it's painted to look like a real gun and not bright green or orange.
I will remind you, this is still pre-9/11.
Yep.
Which I found out that apparently when this show aired, like, originally, at some point, Rancic said something about terrorism. Like, I am a terrorist. I am doing terrorism. Something like that. And Saban... they refilmed it or cut it out or whatever, and Saban destroyed the originals.
Oh shit.
Like, just like nuked it. Just like, it's gone now.
Wow.
Which is, like, Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Like I don't ever want Power Rangers to get that real after we've had that, you know?
Yeah, you could probably get away with it before, but yeah. Definitely not after.
No, and I don't even know if this was an episode that was filmed or just like filmed to air after September 11th, or if it was like episode 4, he said it, and he's like, all right, for rebroadcast, we're going to cut that part out, and also, let me see that tape. I'm gonna leave for 10 minutes, and you're never going to see that part again.
Oops, it fell into the fire.
Rats, it's gone now. So, Jen gives Jen the dart gun, and she aims, and she shoots, and she misses by a mile. She totally breaks it. And then she's like, well, obviously, it needs adjustments. The alignment is off, so it's broken. It's not my fault.
It is an old toy.
Yeah. And she's used to shooting lasers, which I think just go wherever you point
them.
They
go straight, yeah.
But this has, like, gravity applied to it, and so it falls over time, et cetera. So then she's
also, I do want to point out, when she shoots it, because it's a double barrel gun.
Yeah.
Both shots come out at the same time.
Yes.
That's important, because Wes is about to shoot it. But he can do them one at a time.
Yeah. So he grabs it. He pulls his shirt back, and tucked in his tank top, in his armpit, are two more stinky darts.
Yeah.
And so he puts them in the gun, and then he shoots one and then goes behind his back and shoots the other, and both hit their target.
It's because this is his childhood gun that he had.
I think it's probably one of the things, it's like where there's like two triggers right next to each other, and Jen just pulled them both at the same time.
Oh, that could be.
I think it's the only way it could work.
Yeah. And or then, if it was, this is probably way too advanced for this toy, pressure sensitive.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So like a half click is one, a full click is both.
Yeah, I don't know. But so he does it, and they're like, aha, show off. And then so he opens up the other side of his shirt, and in his other armpit are tucked two more stinky darts.
Oh, I want to see an extended cut of this where he just has them. He has pockets in his pants,
but he never uses those.
Like, he's got them behind his ears, in his waistband.
In one of Lucas's pockets.
Reaches behind Tripp's ear, pulls one out.
Just like hidden all over this house are little darts. And so he hands it back to her, and she like aims it, and he like, does it's the same shot earlier as when like Alex was showing her how to shoot, and he like, you know, lifts her arms up a little bit, and he's like, all right, yeah, right there. And then she has like a flashback to it to remind us, and then he says something like, well, don't you trust me yet?
Yeah, because she is remembering the moment with Alex.
Yeah.
So she's like drooping and just like mouth open staring at
Wes.
He's like, well, you still don't trust me? She's like, I do trust you.
She's like, yes, I trust you.
Because they are 1 second away from just making out.
They just should have kissed.
I would, any other show, I would bet this is a kissing scene.
Yeah. Nope. Not on Power Rangers. No kisses here.
Nope.
This is a kiss-free zone. We do have people falling in. No, I can't talk about it. We said we weren't going to talk about it anymore. But no kisses is what we're saying. And then she shoots and hits her target, and it's very cute. And then that's the end of the episode.
Do you think Wes knew what he was doing?
Oh, yeah. Earlier in the episode, he's like, you said you liked me.
That, yeah, he did say that as when like, they were, as when like they were a, arguing.
Yeah, and like, I think the impression is like, could mean as a friend, but also maybe doesn't. So like, maybe he's just starting to see what's up, because she's also very pretty.
Yeah, and she was about a half a second away from just kissing him.
Yeah, and so, she's mean, and some people are into that.
Yeah.
So some people.
It could be anybody.
Could be anybody is kind of into that. So that's the end of the episode, Josh. You started.
Yeah.
So I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is... What is the best?
I think my best is going to be the Evil Rangers in this episode.
Okay.
Because I liked them a lot.
I think my best is going to be the end scene with the targets. I just thought it was really cute.
It is cute.
It furthered the like romantic subplot that like is and isn't there. So I like that. The worst, I also don't know what the worst is. You got a worst?
I don't.
I don't know
if this is the worst, but this is a point I wanted to make.
Okay.
When Wes was waiting his 5 minutes to shoot the weak spot,
uh-huh,
would have been a really good time for them to bring the Silver Guardians back around.
Yeah.
Because he was distracted by them. So to have them come in and him be able to not be distracted by them this time would have tied a nice little bow on the story, I think.
So missed opportunity.
Opportunity. I guess I'm going to have to worse that because there's not really a bad part of the episode.
I think I'm going to have to worse just how like aggressively green Evil Trip was in the on the beach.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too. But I'm going to stick with mine, I think.
That's the only like bad thing that I can think of.
It's just like they've done this in the past couple episodes now where they start telling a good story, but they don't finish it.
Or they do, but they just miss like a couple of the tricks that they shouldn't have.
They foreshadow things that don't happen.
That never happen. Yeah, that's kind of Power Rangers bread and butter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. MVP is Jen?
I think a case could be made for either Jen or Wes. They agree. The people agree.
The people agree. They've spoken. It's one of the two of them. Recording this much earlier, and so children aren't asleep, and they're screaming outside my window, so sorry if that comes through on the podcast.
So, and I am doing this strictly for the numbers. This is for Benny.
Okay.
If you're going to say Jen, I'm going to say Wes.
Okay, I'm saying Jen.
Because I feel like they both kind of earn it in this one.
Yeah, I think Jen, I'm giving the edge to Jen because like she did open up and like she took the initiative. She didn't like, it was like, all right, fine, I'll tell you. It was like, oh, you're nervous. Let me tell you about like how I used to be nervous. Yeah. But then like I got over it. And it, in a way that would not help him at all because like somebody else helped me. And then like, but like, I guess that helped him like, oh, you're also were nervous and you're a great cop. So like,
right. He's technically not even a cop.
Yeah. Which in the beginning, they're like, all right, we're going to go in and you arrest her. The one person who is not a legal police officer. But I guess
none of them really are in this time.
No, not in the year 2001. So that's it. Now we got to rank the episode.
I think this is going to be like the opposite of the last one. I'm thinking upper middle.
Yeah. So the last one was Legend of the Clock Tower. That's number 10. So that's literally 2/3 of the way down.
So what about compared to Quantum Quest? Let's start there.
Quantum Quest had Brickneck, who was dope.
Oh, it did have Brickneck.
So,
but this one had five evil soulless Power Rangers that are programmed only to fight extremely well.
That is pretty good. I don't know if I like it better than the Quantum Quest.
I don't. I can agree with that.
Quest also had Eric like doing that cool like gunslinger high noon thing at the end, which is really dope.
But I do think I like it better than A Parting of Ways.
Yeah, same.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Boom. So coming in at number 7, Trust and Triumph.
Now that we're not done, the kids are gone.
And the kids have disappeared into the aether from whence they came. That's going to do it for us for today. We got out early on this one.
Yeah.
Hot dog. So after all the editing out of all the various noises and dogs and kids and stuff.
This is gonna be the shortest one we've had in a minute.
25-minute episode probably. So we will see. The next episode is called Trip Takes a Stand, and that's going to be on Friday. Gosh, I'm still all tripped up. I can't wait till we get to the next two-part so we can reset. What was I saying? It's called Trip Takes a Stand, and I'm not super excited about that because I don't like Trip, I don't think. Or maybe, not necessarily that I don't like Trip, I don't like Trip spotlights.
Yeah, they haven't been good so far. Maybe this one will turn it around.
Yeah,
but
they've already done this the one story twice. They couldn't possibly do it a third time.
They might try.
We'll see.
Yeah.
But we'll see on Friday. Until then, may the power protect you.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
Pink's arms are on like the outside. There's like a big wide open plane. So many noises. We're making great time.
We really are. Despite having to stop every couple minutes.